This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. And hello to everybody in the Caribbean listening to us on our station down there, AM 1000, as well as around the world on the Internet. Thank you very much for everybody that's tuning in, especially our radio waves listeners over there in Germany. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, the hospital, and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we kind of blew the roof off the building a little bit with the Epstein guard, offering to cooperate with the prosecutors. And, you know, we both made the comment, and somebody also did here, too, said, I hope he's got serious protection because he's out on bail. Or I say he, it could be a she, there's a man or a woman, but we suspect it's maybe the man because he's got the most to lose. And he wants to get out in front of this and get the details on what actually took place that night when the cameras weren't working.
Well, we don't know. We were sort of told that the cameras weren't working. Now we're finding out that that's not exactly accurate.
Yeah.
So we don't know if, you know, there were six cameras, if there were two, we don't know. So we have to kind of slow down on that one.
Yeah.
We have to rethink that.
Yeah, my detective lieutenant, NYPD guy, told me, he says, well, you've been in there. I said, yeah, I've been in there a couple times for fire inspections, but I never paid much attention. He said, well, believe me when I tell you, there's cameras everywhere. Everywhere in there. But anyway, let's talk about the other big bombshell tonight. And boy, just when you thought you couldn't one-up yourself, here we go. The FISA warrant bombshell. Mr. Horowitz reportedly has found that an FBI lawyer falsified a FISA document, and this goes on into the name Peter Strzok.
Yeah, Washington Post actually had part of a story about it last night, and then they turned around and deleted it, inferring Strzok. As soon as I read the story, I typed on Facebook only the one word, Strzok.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of going out on a limb that that's who this is. Now, we knew from last month that this investigation for Durham had gone from just an investigation to a criminal investigation.
Right.
Now, who would leak this? Now, I can tell you that it wasn't Barr and it wasn't Horowitz. It was a witness or a witness's lawyer in an attempt to get out in front of this, so they can say, well, you know, that's so old now, because the Horowitz report doesn't come out officially until the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And Horowitz is giving his testimony before the Senate on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to be careful here because we really have two tracks. And that is that Horowitz was going down the FISA component. And because of what he has found, according to this leak, and again, the leak didn't come from Horowitz.
Right.
It came from somebody that's part of the investigation, meaning a witness.
Right.
About changing the warrant or the evidence that was part of the FISA warrant request.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very different than the 302s. The 302s that Sidney Powell has filed two filings before the court on the Flynn case is different. That's a different track. So I don't want people to get confused that between the FISA and the 302s are two different things. But Sidney Powell is arguing that information on the 302s regarding Flynn were altered by Lisa Page, and then she handed them off to Strzok, and he made additional changes. So it would stand to reason, if they did it on the 302s, that Strzok did it on the FISA warrant.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make those two distinctions for the listeners.
Okay, and that's a good distinction to make. Now, we're getting a question here. This is from... let's see, this is from Don, and Don is listening to us on our affiliate in Lubbock, Texas. Don is saying it's snowing here right now, but my question is anybody ever going to go to jail over this?
I just don't see it. Now, there will be a consequence, I would say, because Barr is a lot more aggressive than previous attorneys general.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a consequence. The consequence can be you're going to do 500 hours of community service, you're going to lose your law license, you have to pay a penalty, you have to do this. I mean, there could be all that. But as far as jail goes, I just don't see it. Now, we want it. We certainly want it. But, you know, I think the last big person that's going to jail like a Bernie Madoff because of his being so bad. Since then, everybody else kind of seems to get off, don't they?
Unless you're Paul Manafort. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, on the impeachment thing, Denise has a theory on that, just a hunch. But we're going to talk about that when we come back because I've got Devin Nunez on tape and wait to hear what he had to say.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, members that join have the peace of mind of knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees in the event that ever happens to them. And, of course, members of the USCCA also get access to exclusive world-class training because the USCCA has some of the best trainers in the country. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Now, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab, the red, white, and blue logo that says USCCA. And you can sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day it changes at midnight. And after you do that, take a look at the three levels of membership and become a member. Membership has its advantages. Now, one of the other things is when you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. Now, that could be a hat, that could be a backpack, that could be the USCCA training material. It could also be different coupons and things for different items that you might want to buy, outdoor gear, whatever. And you'll also get that great Concealed Carry magazine, which is second to none. That's won awards the last 2 years in a row that they've been making it, producing it. First 2 years in a row, it's won awards, Concealed Carry magazine. So again, go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on that logo link that's right there for the USCCA, and I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hey, I got a surprise for you.
All right, cool.
Dave Webb appreciates what you're doing up in Indiana, and he says he's giving you a gold star.
I don't think I had one since probably elementary school, so thank you for that.
There you go. See, now you got another one, see? All right, and we've had a couple comments. This is one from Eric, and we had another comment from another person. Eric is saying, with all due respect, sir, Attorney General Barr only sounds aggressive. Actions speak louder than words, but you pointed out to me he actually did do something that is aggressive. What is that?
he is actually going to court to reinstate the death penalties. Now, what the, and I don't know all the details on that one, but it did kind of cross my radar a couple of days ago. Now, it is kind of a wait and see on Barr, but I can assure you, let's make a comparison. Barr is a whole lot better than where we were with Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. So,
yeah.
You know, the jury's out, no pun intended, but I can tell you we are happy to have Barr as opposed to necessarily anybody else.
Yeah, and Eric is going on talking about a reporter by the name of Michael Isikov. Wasn't he the first journalist?
Yeah, he's the one that early on got a copy of the dossier.
Okay, now, now I want to change gears because I want to get over to Devin Nunez, because Devin Nunez yesterday got his shots in, and here's the way it started. And he's directly addressing, without mentioning, Adam Schiff with this comment.
President Trump, we are to believe, was just about to do something wrong, and getting caught was the only reason he backed down from whatever nefarious thought crime the Democrats are accusing him of almost committing. I once again urge Americans to continue to consider the credibility of the Democrats on this committee who are now hurling these charges. For the last 3 years, it's not President Trump who got caught. It's the Democrats who got caught.
Bingo! Whoa! And he looked right at Schiff when he said it.
Well, what he's actually referring to in part by that statement is the phone call that Trump had with Zelensky.
Sure.
And because there wasn't a major smoking gun in that, Schiff came up with the parody. And in the parody, he retooled what he thinks the American people should assume was really the intention of the phone call. So he's retooled the phone call with Zelensky. That's what Nunez is referring to.
Well, let me point out to the listeners that the polls, and I don't care where you go, you can look at a Wisconsin poll that just came out. You can look at a Minnesota poll that came out. You can look at a Morning Consult poll. You can look at the Gallup poll. They are not in the Democrats' favor, because now all of a sudden, after hearing these numbers, that, well, the people want this to go on and they want the impeachment proceeding, this and the other. No, they don't. No, they don't. And in a couple of these polls, and of all places, Wisconsin, it's underwater by 13 points. Minnesota, it's underwater by 9 points. The general poll, the Gallup poll, is underwater by 13 points as well. Now, that's a whole different scenario now that people have had a chance to see and hear all this nonsense.
It's nonsense.
All right, well, let's go back to... go ahead.
Well, and this will lead to this, but what's particularly interesting is the L.A. Times last night put out an op-ed, and there's a money line. Well, first of all, the headline said two things are clear. Trump wasn't perfect, and he won't be... Trump's phone call wasn't perfect, and he won't be removed. Okay, that was the headline. But the real money line in the article is... You can disapprove of something a president did without removing him from office. After all, if bad judgment was impeachable, every administration would die a thousand deaths. Hat tip to the L.A. Times op-ed writer who did that, because that's exactly right.
Now, you have a theory on all of this, and I'll go to your theory after I play one more little short clip of Devin Nunez hitting another nail, or putting another nail in the coffin.
They got caught falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence that Trump colluded with Russians to hack the 2016 election. They got caught orchestrating this entire farce with the whistleblower and lying about their secret meetings with him.
Wow. You can't argue that. None of it's true.
That's right.
So you have a theory about all of this,
It's really not a theory, but what was very interesting yesterday, especially with Dr. Fiona Hill, because at some point in her testimony, she said that she was against sending lethal military aid to Ukraine until she got into the job over at the National Security Council, because she was a Russian expert, and she learned a little bit more, and then she said she changed her mind. Now, the Democrats went on and on and on about shame on Trump for suspending the military aid to Ukraine. You know, people were dying over there. They're in a hot war, blah, 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 blah. And I have been saying for an entire week, where was Obama? Because if Obama had done the right thing for Ukraine all along, there wouldn't be a hot war with Ukraine, I mean with Russia, and lose 14,000 lives.
Can I ask a question? Was not the aid to Ukraine suspended before Donald Trump became president?
No.
Okay, so he was the one that initiated that, because I've heard some people say, well, it actually was one of the last things Obama did, left it in limbo.
No, Obama, and this is part of my article, he only sent non-lethal aid. But it didn't help when you're in a hot war.
No.
Okay?
No.
Now, it's been bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. So I decided to go on a deep dive, and I actually found a document on the Obama White House archives where, interestingly enough, in 2016, Obama sends then-Secretary Ashton Carter to meet with his counterpart in Ukraine, and then they sign what is known as a mutual assistance. Oh, well, why did he do it in 2016? What? Because in 2014, when the Russians went into the hot war with Ukraine, what was it that Obama did? Nothing.
Right.
And so then I decided, let's go a little bit deeper. Well, when it comes to Burisma, because I actually typed in Burisma into the International Monetary Fund website,
mm-hmm.
and immediately only one article comes up. I read the article three times because to find the word Burisma. It's not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I thought, well, what's the problem here? Well, it's because if you hear Burisma, the real word is natural gas. That's the one that got all the money for Biden.
All righty. All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
All right,
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'm telling you. You need to pay attention to all kinds of things going on, and we're talking about it here. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and two counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, our friends at National Aviation Academy have two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard across the bay from where I'm sitting right now, over in the Pinellas County side of the bay. And here's more about them right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that many have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade, which is fine, but in most cases it will not pay you as much as you think because you are going to start out in those union-skilled job professions as an apprentice. Now, you're also going to start out at 80% of whatever the going rate is, because that's what they do in the union scale jobs. And most of the jobs when it comes to electrician, carpenter, mason, or whether or not you're a heavy equipment operator, all start at an apprentice level. Now, that being said, you have an opportunity through the National Aviation Academy to start out with a job as a certified aviation maintenance tech after the proper training that will pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat from day one.
and you can make a lot more than that if you apply yourself and develop your skill and your training to where you become better than the average bear, if you get my drift. And if you do, it's possible to have a six-figure income very quickly as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, job security, oh boy, you betcha. Now, even though airlines may come and go out of business, certified aviation technicians don't. They always seem to be able to find work different places around the world, different airlines or different governments or different contractors, whatever the situation is. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. NAA.edu. And remember, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, directly across the bay from where I'm sitting in Tampa. They're over in Clearwater, right there at, well, they got two locations over there. They got the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, and then they're right there at the corner of Almerton and US 19. That's where the big campus is. So, NAA.edu. is the website to check them out, naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of their facility. Ask to take the tour. You will be impressed. You will be impressed. naa.edu. 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you are going to love what you see. Now, hello, Georgia. One of your own, one of your own, the Army National Guard, 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team out of the Georgia Army National Guard has been operating in Afghanistan, running a large range of missions, including insider attack response during the recent Afghan tour that they have finished. Now, the Georgia Army National Guard, they were spread around Afghanistan as they trained Afghan soldiers, pulled basic guard duty, went to artillery fire missions, to the Guardian Angel security protection from insider attacks. And congratulations to the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team of the Georgia Army National Guard. We have a lot of listeners listening to us on our affiliates, Atlanta, AM 920, The Answer, and, of course, 92.1, Valdosta, Georgia, and, of course, our affiliate up there, whose name escapes me right now. I don't never remember the call letters, but the AM station up there in Augusta, Georgia, too. So there you go. And we appreciate, oh, in Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330, just north of Fort Benning. And a big hoo-ha out there to those guys and gals, all of you that are listening. Also, the U.S. Army is field testing a robot brain so versatile that it can drive both tanks and trucks. And even the British Army Tories with a steering wheel on the wrong side of the road. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the news from Rear Admiral Colin Green, that paperwork had been provided to the Navy to possibly take away the Navy SEALs Trident from Eddie Gallagher and three other SEALs that had been involved in some stuff, is not going to happen. I repeat, is not going to happen. That was confirmed last night by the Navy, spokesman for the Navy. So sometimes things do work out better than what you thought. By the way, the former USS Fitzgerald commander, Captain Benson, has announced that he will retire as a commander next month. He will retire at his current rank and will be eligible for retirement and medical benefits, his lawyer confirmed to the United States Naval Intelligence News yesterday. Of course, the guided missile destroyer that was involved in a fatal collision back in 2017. And again, training was an issue there. Training was an issue. Now, we have got the Air Force, always busy to do something, and a new cold weather survival kit, which has been under development at the Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska, was designed to keep the F-35A Lightning II pilots alive at 40 degrees below zero. Now, we'll see what happens there with that. All right, and I just realized I have a call here. Let's see. Let's take this call real quick. Is this you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, military and veterans news. I'm not sure if you're aware. Maybe you had it on earlier in this program, but a female Marine has allegedly successfully completed the 12-week basic reconnaissance course at Camp Pendleton, or excuse me, Coronado, for the United States Marine Corps. And, you know,
well, we have a female pilot that just certified in the F-35 too. Female
right,
Marine
well,
pilot.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, F-35 is just another fixed wing platform.
Yep.
That's the new NATO. You know, the new NATO fixed wing platform. That's why everybody's all the services throughout.
So
the
this
Earth.
One qualified with what? Ground pounders?
Well, that's the story that's coming out. But I can assure you that it's you know, we have the two female Rangers.
Yeah.
The official storyline is they completed it with all the same standards. Now, the G2, the scuttlebutt, so to speak, around the campfire.
I've heard it.
That mm-hmm. There's been extensions in the time frame
yep.
allowed for certain. As I say this, used to be a go or no go. Used to get retested, you know, pass, failed, yada yada. You got
I know.
You
yep.
one chance. So I guess the I remember. You see, I'm talking about this. I remember, back
Eric.
In the
we
day,
had so much time to get it done, and if we didn't, we failed, and that was it. See ya.
Yeah,
and what
well,
you're telling me, and what you're telling me is what I've heard is they gave him a time extension to get him extra time to complete some
I
of the tests.
I'm not confirming nor denying.
No, I'm telling you, I've heard that.
I remember being a little boot corpsman covering ops at covering training operations at the basic school at Quantico
right.
back in the early and mid '90s,
right.
where the female students, I had seen it with my own eyes, had their combat equipment carried by male students in order for them to complete a required, they call it force march.
Yeah.
They would, you know, they had a certain time limit to complete, you know,
yeah.
I forget how many miles it was.
Yeah.
And my question is, how many of those women that were allowed to look the other way are now generals or out of, or staff officers,
right.
if you will,
all
in
right.
order to put this agenda.
I got to run. I got to run. Here comes the break.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. And by the way, one of them that I know that didn't have any exceptions tossed on, Cat Gates Skipper, first female Marine in combat. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And Donna and Don are up and listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody that's listening to us down there in Fort Benning this morning. Also, this portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I will be at Mixon Fruit Farms tomorrow from about 10 or 11 until about 1 o'clock. And you can have lunch with the captain if you want, because I'll be right there by the restaurant, not very far away. And I'll be probably standing right there, or sitting, as the case may be, in the middle aisle of the store where people come by and I shake their hands and this, that, and the other. And I'll wander around a little bit, because it's their annual harvest festival that they have there. And the place will be packed. I'll tell you that right now. The place will be packed. So that's Mixon Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Stop on by, and I'll be down there from 10 or 11. I'm going to try to get there at 10. If not, I'll be there at 11 until 1 o'clock. And LJ, I hope I'll see you there too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us on this Friday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We have a bombshell of a report that came out last night from the Daily Wire about one of the prison guards who apparently wants to cooperate with the prosecutors and give them the information that this prison guard has on Jeffrey Epstein and what transpired. And I'm telling you, they better find a secure location quick for him.
Yeah, that guy's not going to be able to buy life insurance anytime soon. Let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where they're going to end up hiding him. Like I said, they couldn't keep Jeffrey Epstein safe in a prison, in a cell with cameras that went on. I mean, I don't know. Listen, everybody knows how ridiculous this is, but I have no faith in our justice system. I don't have any faith in our FBI. I don't have faith in any of these institutions. We're a pretty crooked country, Matt, and, you know, we like to, you know, wave our flags and say how awesome everything is, but when we allow stuff like this to happen, and it happens, it disappears from the mainstream media. Nobody wants to cover the story. It's an embarrassment. It's one screw up after another screw up, and we're consistently lied to on a regular basis. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to these people. But, you know, like I said, if I was them, I'd be scared.
I have an idea of what's going to happen. The military is going to take over, and they're going to put him on a military base under military guard or security. That's my prediction. And I say him,
right?
I say him because there's a woman or a man, we don't know which one, is going to do this. We don't know which one it is.
You've got some pretty powerful people involved. You've got the Clintons. You've got the royal family. You've got, you've got people that got a pretty far reach wherever they want to go. And, you get the government you deserve. We continue to vote the same people in again and again and again. And we've allowed for this permanent bureaucracy, permanent Washington to exist. They've gotten themselves very, very wealthy. Got some of the wealthiest zip codes in the country surrounding D.C. And we've got nobody to blame but ourselves because we continue to vote for these people. We continue to look to some party and follow parties around rather than look to actual quality of individual quality candidates. And this is where we've gotten ourselves.
Well, I'm like you. I've always looked at the person I thought was the most qualified, and that, you know, when you vote the party line, that's where you get into trouble sometimes. But you got to take a look at the most qualified person, the person that can get the job done that you're electing them to do. Not somebody's just going in there to make, let's take Congress. Not somebody's going in there to make $175,000 a year plus all your expenses and then retire at a pension and you don't care what happens in your backyard. And boy, we've had a bunch of them around the country.
Well, absolutely. Well, not to mention the fact the parties pick and choose people that they feel that they owe something to, and it's their turn to run. And you remember when the Republican Party backed, what's his name there, over Rubio, although the old governor. My God, my brain's a mess right now.
McCluster or something like that?
No. The old governor of Florida there. Why can't I think of his name?
Graham? Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Bob Graham?
No, he was senator. The guy with the white hair.
Oh, Chris.
Chris. Oh, my God. Why was that so hard?
Yeah.
I forgot about the guy. Yeah, they back him over any of them, and then he flips parties. It just shows how fake these people are.
But it's the Democrats, too, and I'll tell you what I know about it. It's all about the money. When they put the money in there, that's what gets your attention. But anyway, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Okay, I got to talk about something else that popped up here. The FISA report, the Fox is reporting the FISA report, the attorney, one of the attorneys, has come out. And somebody's leaking the information on this because it appears that an FBI agent under investigation, Peter Strzok, for falsifying Carter Page's FISA application, is now the person that they're honing in on, zeroing in on, for criminal charges.
Yeah, I saw that. It's kind of funny. They were talking about it. It was actually CNN broke the story, and they didn't even... They didn't even ask Andrew McCabe about it, which is kind of interesting. But listen, I don't know what's going to happen to Stroke. I don't know if he's going to end up being the fall guy when it comes to this entire thing. And they're telling him, hey, listen, you know, you take the beating for this and do a little bit of time and you'll come out nice on the other side. Who knows? Like I said, I don't trust any of it, Matt. Anything that I hear or see or anything that's coming out of Washington, these people protect themselves. And again, this is all insider, deep state type of stuff. So.
Yeah, well, that is the system that, unfortunately, we've allowed ourselves to do. Hey, listen, have you been talking about Israel or following what's going on in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu?
I am not that well-versed on it yet. I've started doing my homework on it now, and I just don't know enough about internal Israeli politics. I know he's been under investigation for some time, though.
Yeah, he and both his wife, too, for... alleged corruption charges, and of course he's calling it an attempted coup to try to take control of the government because he's still the prime minister.
Yeah, maybe they're playing the same script that they're playing here in the United States. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Eddie Gallagher, the Navy chief who might have had his Triton taken away from him for being a Navy SEAL, That was kiboshed. Somebody says, nope, not going to happen. Eddie, you will be able to retire or do whatever you want to do as a Navy SEAL, as a chief petty officer.
Yes, I saw that. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, though, Matt. It was probably one of the it was cringeworthy. First off, you've got a panel on CNN that, I don't know, I mean, it might have had about 8-9 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see when Chris Cuomo tried to prove the president wrong by calling his mother with the cell phone?
I heard that he got shot down or that it was debunked somehow.
No, you have to watch it. It was It was so pathetic. The president comes out and talks about how could somebody overhear a conversation on a cell phone when it wasn't on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. I mean, you can't hear anything, especially in a restaurant. There's noise going on. You can't be able to hear. So he tried to prove the president wrong, and he called his mother and tried to pull it off on TV, and it just fell flat on its face.
Okay, that's what it was.
And as even his mother sounded annoyed with him. It's the funniest thing going. They're like, no, Chris, we can't hear your mom when it's not on speakerphone. It's how pathetic the media is, how bad they've gotten. I've been, saying this to my listeners, and I'll say it to yours. You want a much better day. Here you go. Here's Chris Markowski's recipe for a much better day. Don't watch the news. Don't watch any mainstream media. Don't watch any of that television crap, because that's exactly what it is, crap.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and stop watching CNN, stop watching MSNBC, because I don't think that they know what the truth is if it stood up and hit them in the butt.
It's not just that. It's everywhere. I mean, Fox, they don't even cover important stories. You know, we have issues we've got to deal with. We have government spending. And it's just, listen, I don't jump on anyone's bandwagon. I'm critical of all candidates. I'm not happy with Trump right now in the sense that government spending is 13% higher in his first 2.5 years over Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Obama was president, I was yelling and screaming about the spending then. Why are we not worried about it now? Why are we not screaming about it now? I'm upset that two of our personnel were killed in Afghanistan in a helicopter accident. We continue to have death over there. I want to bring these troops home. There's bigger stories out there that nobody's talking about.
And I just got done talking about a unit out of Georgia that just did a magnificent job over in Afghanistan. And, there's a positive side to this, too. It isn't all, bad. And the thing of it is that, and here comes the music. Well, anyway, the thing of it is that we need to take a long look at our priorities. That's what we need to do. Okay,
yeah.
Chris, I'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
Yep. Have a great weekend. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, after the top of the hour break, hour number 4, coming back with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.